seven surgeries?
Uh-huh. Well, you see, there's one doctor that comes in and does just that, and does that, well, then he goes on to another patient, and then other doctors come in and finish it, you see. Well, that's the reason they can do so many.
And
the day he went back for his checkup, 6 weeks checkup, there was four of those other men there. And he was the only man that had not been in the back in the hospital for at least the third time that had surgery that day. So they said that was another record. He broke all records.
Yeah, that's really amazing. When I saw him, you know, I had no idea that he'd been sick or anything.
You couldn't, in a month's time after he had it, you couldn't tell. Excuse me.
Sure.
I'm saying, a lot of afternoons when she gets off work, she'll come over here and she smokes, and she wants a magazine or a catalog to look at or something, and I just keep, instead of a magazine rack right there, I just keep a pile of books. The magazine rack isn't sitting over here full of books.
Can you tell me something about what you remember when you were living on the farm?
Well, about the worst thing was just hard times. That's about the hardest time. It really was when you, I think people who back then, we thought that we were having hard times, but they were not according to the way things are now. You know, we didn't have all those taxes and everything, and the food was not high. We raised everything, you know. We raised all of our food, and I can't ever remember. In fact, my daddy had a cow up until after I married, even after we moved to Linda.
Wow.
And we raised our own, we canned our fruit, and back then we didn't have freezers then. You know, we canned everything. We canned it the hard way. It was a lot of fun. And we had, as I said, there were seven of us, and we had aside from losing our mother when I was just a child, we had a great life. We did. We were poor and everything, but Daddy kept us together. They wanted, he had two sisters, and they wanted him to put us all in an orphanage. And he said, well, we might starve, but we'll all starve together.
That's really great.
So he kept us all together, and we all did real well, and all the children married real well. They all got good husbands and everything, and we just all a real happy, real grateful family.
Can you tell me something about the vegetables you used to grow?
Well, we used to grow just about everything. Beans, all kind of beans and peas and okra.
I only know of one kind of bean. I mean,
they're string beans. You know what string beans are?
Yeah.
And which there's about four or five different varieties of those. They're bunch beans. Which they just grow up in a little bunch.
Oh,
and
really?
Then they're running beans that grow up and you have to stick them. And they run all up and down this stick.
Uh-huh.
And then of course they just hang in clusters all over that, like grapes hanging from an arbor, if you've ever seen that. We had grape arbors. Muscadines.
Really?
Do you know what a scuppernong and a muscadine is?
A friend of mine went out to Atlanta's farmer's market and found some of those
scuppernong. They were the little tiny brown things.
And he just went wild. He bought like 5 pounds.
Oh, they're delicious. It makes the best jelly you've ever eaten.
Really?
Oh, and wine.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I don't like wine. Of course, I don't like any kind of, if you ever have a drinking problem in your family. You naturally you don't approve of anything with alcohol about it. But it's really has a delicious taste.